This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. A man that Afghan President Hamid Karzai apparently trusts is bringing a serious message to Kabul. Senator John Kerry met last night with the Afghan president. When relations with the U.S. were severely strained after last year's elections, it was Senator Kerry who worked to revive ties between the two countries. This time he brought a different message, saying that patience is running out back home. Here's NPR's Quill Lawrence.
Senator Kerry met with Karzai on arrival in Kabul and later had a second one-on-one meeting with the president. Between that and many other appointments, he sat down to lunch with foreign journalists. Kerry said it's a crucial moment for Karzai to show his people and the American people that he will act against corruption.
I believe President Karzai wants to do that, but my belief that he wants to do it is not going to be enough. Now, I'm not going to stand up and defend for one instant a policy that is based on supporting a completely a corrupt government, if that's what it wound up being. But that's the test right now. That's why I'm here.
But even before Kerry's arrival, Karzai was frustrating his international allies with a surprise decree that all private security companies must cease operations in just 4 months. The concept wasn't surprising, but the deadline blindsided the Americans. Also, Karzai recently announced an investigation into the two most aggressive anti-corruption arms of the Afghan government. The move came after an arrest related to millions of dollars in cash that Afghan government officials have been allegedly hand-carrying out of Kabul's airport. Kerry's trip was in large part to see if Karzai intends to whitewash corruption in his government, and also to make sure Karzai is aware of the mood on Capitol Hill.
I think he knows from our conversation earlier today, he reads the newspapers, he gets reports on what's happening in America. He's well aware that this test is an important one for him and for the government. And he knows that there are people on both sides of the aisle in Congress who are anxious about what's happening and not happening here. He's certainly picked that up.
In the past, Kerry has acted as an unofficial envoy from the Obama administration, when both Vice President Joe Biden and the official envoy Richard Holbrooke had offended Karzai with forceful charges of corruption. This time, Kerry appeared to be as much an envoy for the Democratic Party, which has shown serious misgivings about President Obama's Afghanistan policy. But Kerry stressed that for the first time in 8 years, the U.S. has a strategy for Afghanistan and the resources to make it work. If it still hasn't turned around by next summer, said Kerry, it may be time to pull back.
But we're not there right now. And I'll fight that in my own party. I think it would have disastrous implications to move too rapidly from this sort of moment that we've created to try to make something work.
Almost four decades ago, Kerry returned from Vietnam and famously asked the U.S. Senate how it could ask a man to be the last to die for a mistake. In the same speech, he said American soldiers in Vietnam had watched U.S. tax dollars support what he called a corrupt dictatorial regime. Kerry said he has faith in Afghan President Hamid Karzai, but he's also clearly worried about echoes from the past.
I led an anti-war movement years ago, and I've been involved in fighting a war and fighting against it. And I'm as sensitive as any person in our country about not having a soldier be lost because we're making a mistake at the public level.
Kerry continued from Kabul on to Islamabad, another U.S. ally that inspires just as many doubts back in Washington. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.